It's been a month since the U.S. women's national soccer team won a second straight World Cup and gained rock star popularity in the process. Since the win, their goal has been to capitalize on that success. Here's U.S. soccer president Carlos Cordero at a victory celebration in New York.
If you love these players in the World Cup, then come out and cheer on your local teams, NWSL teams, this year.
The NWSL is the pro women's soccer league in the U.S. Now in its seventh year, it helped develop the World Cup heroes, and it's still somewhat unknown. NPR's Tom Goldman examines the impact the World Cup is having on the league.
In the National Women's Soccer League, World Cup bump is a relative term. In soccer hotbed Portland, Oregon, the Thorns drew a post-World Cup crowd of 22,000. Orlando had its biggest attendance in 2 years. And in Houston, the Dash had a season-high turnout in its first home game after the tournament.
Just under 5,500.
Zach Emmons is a Dash spokesman.
For Dash games, we sell the lower bowl of the stadium, had the entire lower bowl sold out. I actually had to open some upper level sections to accommodate the crowd.
Please stand and raise your scarves. Now taking the pitch for tonight's match, please welcome your Houston Dash!
The second post-World Cup game, the energy was there. The paying customers, not so much. This time, 3,500 people showed up on a hot, sticky Sunday night, including some who still wanted to make a statement.
I read a call to action, and that's what I'm doing. I'm doing it. I'm acting.
30-year-old hospital technician Marco Gomez read on social media about the U.S. women's well-publicized quest for equal pay compared to their male counterparts. The Instagram post encouraged readers to support women's soccer at all levels.
Okay, makes sense, so that's what I'm doing here.
While it was his first Dash game, 9-year-old Remy Haygood has been to many. She was decked out in a white U.S. soccer jersey and Houston Dash scarf.
I love soccer and I love the drums, because they play drums also, so it's just awesome to be here.
And, says her mom Lacey, necessary.
It's very important to stay dedicated, to stay strong for those women. You know, you just have to stay the course and do what we do, and we show up every day.
On this night, dedication was rewarded midway through the first half.
Daly, into the area. Daly, shot, and that one's going to find the top corner for the first goal of the evening for the Houston Dash, coming from Rachel Daly.
Forward Rachel Daly scored the only goal heard on NWSL media in a 1-0 Houston win over Sky Blue FC. Despite her starring role, Daly was not to be trifled with. She reminded autograph-hunting little girls, manners matter.
If you say please,
oh.
I know your mom taught you to say that.
That's right.
Will you please tell me I'm
as you said, please, I will.
And despite the passion from the stands, she wasn't happy about the turnout.
Do you think the NWSL is getting the bounce that people are saying that it should after the World Cup?
No, I actually don't. I think some places are, others aren't. You know, I don't think there's enough people out there for us tonight.
Daly was on England's World Cup team. She wondered if Houston lagged in the stands because no U.S. national team members play for the Dash. Regardless, women's soccer writer R.J. Allen says the league would be wise to promote others.
Showing off more than just the Alex Morgans or the Tobin Heaths or, you know, the Alyssa Nayers is a key. They have to build up a recognizable base of players that have nothing to do with the U.S. women's national team.
That should be easier thanks to a new ESPN TV deal, essentially broadcasting a national game of the week, and a Budweiser sponsorship. Allen, the editor-in-chief of BacklineSoccer.com, says lots more has to happen. While the U.S. national team members battle for equal pay, the NWSL, she says, with its roughly $17,000 minimum salary, would do well to pay non-U.S. women's team players more. And the TV deal, she says, needs to be extended. The NWSL is widely considered to be the most competitive women's pro soccer league in the world. Allen says the public needs to know that.
The reason that the U.S. won the second World Cup is directly because of the NWSL, because of players like Sam Lewis and Lindsay Horan playing in the NWSL and getting better because of this league. And without it, it becomes a lot less certain that the U.S. is going to keep their dominance in the world.
Meaning the rallying cry, if you love the World Cup winners, please support the NWSL, should perhaps be, if you love the World Cup winners, you better support the NWSL. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Houston.